This recording, India 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted village of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near a Duke Street tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from a vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. She tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with the palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, a lawyer, thought it would be a fair price for a cure." I am born in Mangalore, which is a small city in the state of Karnataka, country India. I am born and brought up there like all my life. I completed my undergrad in the same town. So it's almost 22 years. In 2 years, I was in another state in India itself, working there. And then, January 2009, I came here, came to US to do my master's. About my family, my parents are from Mangalore itself, but my dad's parents are from a village which is an hour away from the city Mangalore. So it was kind of like same culture, but just city was much better to live in. About names, okay, the location of my city, like hometown, is in South India. It's in the coastal area, next to the Arabian Sea, so we can see the sunset over there too. Dialogue, the native language which I used to speak at home is Tulu, and then the state language is Kannada, then Hindi. Culture, it's I come from a small community, so I don't know. It's kind of like all Asian culture, nothing special about it.